Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land, wherever you find yourself at right now. I pray that God is with you, holding you, strengthening you, comforting you. I tell you, let us humble ourselves and go in prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led of the Holy Spirit to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for this glorious day, breath in our bodies, eyes to see your beautiful creation, Lord God. Father God, thank you for our members moving, Father God, our feet touching the earth, Father God, moving about, Father God, doing our thing, Father God, in our rightful minds, Lord God, seeking you out in all situations. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions, Lord God. Father God, we come before you right now, Lord God, as we crack this microphone, Lord God, to come before you in front of your people, Lord God, to spread your good news, Lord God, to bring your people out of a dark area, Father God, to be the vessel used, Father God, to try to help and assist, Father God. Father God, comfort and strengthen your people, Father God. Heal those that are sick mentally, physically, and spiritually, Lord God. Lift them up, Father God. We ask that our light be shown tonight, Lord God, that they may see you and glorify your name. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. It's time to suit up. Put on your full armor, God. It's time for YAT Radio to come on live. It's time to break chains. Let's go, y'all. Let's go get them.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now.
And give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, trying to control of my spirit, soul, and body.
Woo.
Whatever you want, nobody ain't mad at you, I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them, just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them, because in crisis I belong to you, you the reason.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family, I'm a king,
I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family, I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest.
For your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you.
Yeah.
Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far.
Yeah.
Better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gate to fail. You can't prevail where God stays.
Nah.
I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like I give God time all the time. I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. faith. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I wanna hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place. Raise my children up in the Lord. Love my wife like Christ love the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching. We stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
over. Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king. You might not see your crown.
I'm a prophet.
But I see it.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. What's going on? Pastor Rod is on. Flying solo for a brief moment here. I got my guys. I'm sure they're coming on in. Some of them still at work right now. I had to work overtime, so let's lift them up in prayer for safe travels when they're on their way homes to their families and to their dwelling places. How you doing this evening? I pray all is well with you. This is the Men of Valor. I want you to get involved in conversation tonight about the issues that are tearing up our communities, destroying our fiber of our society, and that's going on all across the board. We try to discuss that every night on all the shows, something that's going on that's destroying the fiber of our society, even on Sunday nights where we're trying to praise and worship God through music, but also talking business about, you know, how the society is trying to destroy the praise and worship and how we worship God. So, you know, it's a lot going on, and we have to step up and do something about it. It's simple as that. Tonight, call it the Men of Valor, because it takes you to have courage to stand out openly in the public and discuss things that are going on that they've been trying to. It's just a lot that the enemy has been trying to do, and it's not about a color of a skin or anything like that. It's just about either the good or the evil, and it's out there, and we got to stop making out what is bad to be good and what is good to be bad, because you know that it's not right. You know that things are wrong, and we got to do something about it. And last night we had a wonderful conversation. What we was talking about, remember when, you know what I'm saying? Remember when these things were going on. Remember when this was happening in your life. Remember when mama used to do this. Remember when daddy used to do that. You remember when the school system was this way. You remember when they hung black folks from trees. You know what I'm saying? We remembered when last night. We talked about that. But tonight I want to continue that conversation, because, you know what I'm saying, we got to find ways to continue to move on. Because one thing about it is that We'll never forget those things, because, for number one, listen, here's the kicker. We can never forget it because the enemy don't want you to forget it. Did you get what I said? It's not that we try to harp on these things. It's that they constantly want to put it in your face to remind you that, guess what, they can do it again. But see, the unfortunate thing about them doing it again, and they're trying it in different ways, is that we have to be more vigilant and mindful and sober-minded, that we pay attention to what the enemy is doing so that we'll be prepared for the enemy. See, one of the most important ways of being prepared for the enemy, my brothers and sisters, is that you have to make sure that you have a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about you having that relationship with him is that you have to study his word. And one thing about it is that We got all kind of ways and things and different religions. We got so much to, you know what I'm saying, that we want to say and everything, and what's true, what's not true, and all of these things. In order for you to know the truth about things, you have to study, right? And the thing about what 2 Timothy tells us in chapter 2, in verse 15, it says to study to show thyself approved unto God. And there's a comma right there, right? See, that's the most important thing right there. The study to show yourself approved unto God. See, you too busy studying to show yourself approved unto man. Some of you not even studying. You just cheating. You just lying. You just deceiving. You're manipulating. So you're not even doing any studying. So the thing about it is that you have to do what the word of God says. You know what I'm saying? And it says, you know, the scripture says that a man should not live by bread alone, but the words that proceeded out the mouth of God, right? You know what I'm saying? That's his word, right? So you know what I'm saying? His word is his scripture. And the thing about it is that so many different religions don't want you to believe in this and don't want you to believe in that. But study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Another comma. So a workman. What is a workman? What is a workman to you? You know what I'm saying? And do you just consider yourself a workman going to your 9-to-5 every day? Is that all the work that you do, doing the due diligence around the house? Do you do any God's work? Do you do any evangelizing? Do you do any spreading of the good news? Do you go out making disciples of all nations? Do you go out being a fisherman of men? Are you that kind of workman? And not to be ashamed. So one thing about it, if you out there doing that work, you can't possibly be ashamed to be doing it. If you're out there doing it, you're not ashamed. But it says rightly dividing the word of truth. See, the thing about it is that a lot of you are rightly dividing the word of lies. And the thing about it is that you get to rightly divide the word of lies because people are not studying to show thyself approved unto God. That's how you're able to get away with the lies. You act just like your daddy, the devil, who is the father of lies. And see, in order to move on from a situation, brothers and sisters, we have to acknowledge the situation. We have to call the situation out. We have to face it. You know what I'm saying? And one thing about it is that we as a people, God's children. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to call you God's children. I'm not going to put a title on you. I'm going to say your daddy is the creator of all creation, Abba Father. I'm going to say that to you. You know what I'm saying? Because if I call you a Christian, you'll say I'm not a Christian. That's the white man's religion. So the thing about it is that if we have love in our heart, listen, you know, God says that we have to love one another. And the thing about it is that we got a lot of hate for one another. But it says that if you don't know love, you don't know God, because God is love. And how do we know that God is love? Because we breathe in right now. If you believe in God and you believe that God created the heavens and the earth and you believe God put the air here for us to breathe, don't you think that God could take the air away from us that we can't breathe? I don't know. I think it's just things that we don't use our own common sense to figure out. I think that we want science to figure everything out for us. I think that we will look for money to buy ourselves out of everything or into everything. But you know what I'm saying? I think that we need to come to a conclusion in life that I think it's time for us to move on from certain things and certain areas of life and move into the areas where we know that we are who we are. You know what I'm saying? I think that we tend to forget. So if we believe that God created the heaven and the earth, so we should also believe what Genesis 1:27 says, that God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. You know what I'm saying? If he created him in his own image after his own likeness, that means that we are somebody. That means that we are somebody. We need to pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and say that, you know what I'm saying, we look like our dad and we should be acting like our dad. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the scripture says that in Ephesians 2 that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. And that's where a lot of you turn your back when it gets to talking about Christ Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Just that name itself. You know, just because, listen, the letter J wasn't in existence, okay? You know what I'm saying? That came in from the Europeans and when they brought them in. And then even with the Europeans, you need to understand and read and find out how did they beget to beget who. And I say that purposely like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you turn into the book of Matthew and start reading in chapter 1 and verse 1, you know what I'm saying? You start reading there, it starts breaking down the lineage of how it got from, you know what I'm saying, from the beginning all the way up to the life of Christ. And I think that we don't do enough studying so that we can seek or get an approval from God. And by us not doing the studying, I think that we lose focus on who we are. You know what I'm saying? We forget what 1 Peter 2 and 9 tells us, that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. We're talking about God. That you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I think that we tend to forget that the representative of God on earth was Yahshua the HaMashiach. In the English language, Jesus the Christ. When do we come to the full understanding of that through our studies? You know, we need to get a better understanding, and go for that. Go for what history tells us. You know what I'm saying? And be done with it, because I think that we get into a lot of areas where we think we know things and we don't know what we think we know. And we have to study more. But then the thing is that in order to move on, we have to be able to have a conversation with someone to talk out the problem. Are you the one that's trying to figure out your own problems and come up with your own solutions by yourself? Aren't you the one that got yourself in the problem that you're in? So how can you have a clear mind to get yourself out of it by yourself? You don't believe in God. So how do you get out of the situation? Or do you feel that you're still going through the same situations constantly? Listen, you're doing the same thing and expecting different results. Something's wrong with that picture. And holding on to our past, y'all, listen, holding on to the dark side of our past and staying angry about it is not always the solution. Okay, we can make changes. The thing is that, do we want to unify together to make the changes? We need to come together as a people. See society and the evil side of the world has led you to believe that you are nobody, that you are nothing, and just because they you know, put things out in laws and wrote this and wrote that, you know what I'm saying? Listen, let's do it this way. Let me give you a quick solution on how to move on. Take all your money out the bank and get you some bonds, stocks and bonds, right? Not even stocks and bonds, for real. Go buy. Just take your money out the bank, because if you look up and see what a dollar bill is worth, a dollar bill is not even worth a dollar. So let's do it this way. When you look at Africa, where all the resources of the world come from, gold, silver, diamonds, you know what I'm saying, petroleum, you know, oil, everything started in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Why you call it Mother Earth, right? When everything comes out of this country and everyone is trying to take over and been doing it, that's why they had to come and remove you from it, your ancestors, our ancestors, from it, because they wanted to take it over, because they knew what was there. Okay, what I'm saying? They pitted us against each other. You know, because the thing about it is that you go way back. It takes Pastor Kemp. Dr. Kemp is always on Tuesdays talking about it. You know what I'm saying? He has history talk, and he talks about that, about how we how we were always pitted against each other after the so-called European man came back in, the man with no color, you know what I'm saying? Pigmentation is that, you know, no melanin in his skin, you know what I'm saying? Because these certain people left and went to the colder side because they couldn't take the heat anymore. And lost their melanin because they went, Antarctica, Alaska, you know, all them places years ago, you know, before we even got here, were ice cold. You know what I'm saying? So we are at a point where we have to study our history so that we can move on and know that we are a powerful people. And I don't want you to think I'm rambling, but it's a lot that we need to know. There's a lot that we need to learn about self. You know, it was told us in the book of Jeremiah, God says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. If you know that you have that future and a hope ahead of you, what keeps you from moving on? If you ever ask yourself and pause for a minute, what is it that's keeping you from moving on, progressing in your life? Is it that man that you think that you love, that you with, that you know what I'm saying, not really for you, you know what I'm saying, you just holding on for some reason, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to be lonely? Is it that woman that you holding on to because you don't want to be lonely, or maybe she helping you out, or maybe something going on between y'all two and it ain't really love, y'all just comfortable? Is it the job that you holding on to, that you want to start your business, but you don't want to lead us because it got the benefits and everything? What is it? Is it something you want to move to another state because this, and but you want to stay because you don't want nobody their feelings to be hurt? You know, it's a lot of things that keep you from moving on. Have we considered what it is that God wants for us, that we want to you want to accept our blessing, or do we keep knocking our blessings? Is that the person for you? Is that the situation you want to be in? Is that the relationship you really want to be in? You know what I'm saying? Is that a job you really want to be on? It's a lot that we need to pause and consider when it's time for us to move on. Listen, it's a lot going on in the world today. It's a lot of things, a lot of people leaving this earth. You know what I'm saying? They're leaving because, you know what I'm saying, their time is up. God is calling them on in. It's time to go. You know, but the thing about it is what are you doing with it while you're still breathing? Are you sitting back sulking and moping and grumpy and mad and angry and bitter, you know what I'm saying, because things are not going your way? I've been in that area before. You know what I'm saying? You things are not going the way you are used to them going, or the way you want them to go, and you get frustrated, you get upset, you don't feel like you're moving on, you don't feel like you're progressing. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that are going through that today. What are we doing to help these people to move on? How are we offering assistance to them? What are we doing to show them the light? What are we doing to offer them an opportunity? What are we doing to show them that we are blessed no matter what? What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? What are we saying to them? And not only are we saying unto them, what are we saying to ourselves? You know what I'm saying? Do we tell ourselves that I'm gonna press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? In other words, am I gonna keep my eye on the light and keep moving towards it? Because, you know what I'm saying, like remember when last night? You know what I'm saying? But check this out. Isaiah 43 talks about, it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. It says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? It says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It says, the wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostrich, for I will give water in the wilderness, rivers in desert to give drink to my chosen people. So in other words, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do is keep moving on. God is going to prepare a place for you. He's going to make a way for you. And he's going to provide for you. It said, God said he'll provide all your needs. But we too busy wanting some bling bling, the new retro Jordans, pocket full of money, but we ain't happy. We ain't got no joy. We ain't got no peace. We holding on to the past. We can't move on. We got false prophets out here who come to us in sheep's clothing. You know what I'm saying? But inwardly are ravenous wolves. That's in Matthew. God tell us to beware of them. They letting you believe that it's all about money. It's all about what you live in, how you drive, what you wear and all this. And God looking at your heart. God could care less about what you drive and all that kind of stuff. We got to move on, man. We got to help each other. We got to assist each other. And we got to know how to do it. We got a lot of things that are holding us back. You know what I'm saying? And the biggest problem is we holding each other back. And the thing about it is that here's something else. You know what I'm saying? We can't get mad at another nationality of people that are coming at us in a bad way when we come at ourselves in a bad way. You want respect, give respect. You want change, be a change. It's simple as that. You want something new, renew it. Renew yourself. Renew your mindset. You want something new, stop looking for material things in newness and start looking for the newness in you. In order for you to move on into prosperity, into blessings, into a new way of living, into a new lifestyle, into your new spiritual walk, it starts with you. That's the only way that you can move on. So you got to understand what it means to move on. You got to understand what it means to put things that the things that are old behind you. There's nothing wrong with having memories. You're going to always have memories, but don't let memories overtake you. Don't let the past eat you up. Don't let things of old flood you down and weigh you down. Take your life and your air out of you. So you know, we have to get there. We have to get there. And I think that we have the resources to do it, but do we have the people that want to do it? Do we have the people that want to use the resources to do what needs to be done to move forward in the way that things need to be moved forward? Because the thing about it, y'all, is that listen, when I have this on my mind like this, and we get to talking, you know, we have to, what, you know, you have to make sure that you are aware of the things and the repercussions, the people, you know what I'm saying, the fiery darts that's going to come your way because you know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? When people get mad at you and get to saying, well, who do they think they are? But you know what I'm saying? Nobody really wants to have that conversation. You know, and in order for you to move forward in life, you got to get over the things that are holding you back from moving forward. So it's going to be something that's going to wear you down. And we hold on to these things. It could be a person. It could be a place. It could be a thing. It's something that always wears you down. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the day, you know, those drugs, that alcohol, them streets, them women. You know, and a lot of people still deal with that today. You know, because that's their crutch. That's their way out. That's the way to deal with certain situations. That's how we face things head on. And the thing about it is that we don't always be genuine with each other. And when you look at Romans 12:9, it says, let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. And the thing about it is that what is good is bad to some of you, and what is bad is good to some of you. You turn things around. We've taken things that God meant for good and tried to make them into bad. They'll never be bad because God made them good. You're just making them bad in your eyes. You won't follow the good in it. You don't want no parts of the good. Because you figure that, you know what I'm saying, you've heard so much and seen so much of what God can really do, but God don't do what you want him to do, so you turn your back on him. And you wonder why you can't move forward in life. You wonder why you can't move on. If you pay attention to what the Old Testament talked about the children of Israel and their disobedience. The disobedience and the ones that were obedient, you know, and the thing about it is that we tend to worship false idols before we worship the true and living God, and we wonder why we can't move on. We wonder why we can't get in situations where we can be blessed and blessed more abundantly. We wondering why we're not receiving our heart's desire. You know what I'm saying? We wondering why we can't get this promotion, or we can't get this and we can't get that. Things are not moving forward in life. No one is speaking evil over your life. You're holding yourself back. No one can hold you back but you. No one. My brothers and sisters, listen, no one is the obstacle in front of you but yourself. If you take a look in that mirror, you're your own obstacle. Because one thing about it is that we have dominion, power, and authority, not over each other, but over this earth. You can't make nobody do anything. But one thing about it is that you can speak to the enemy through the power of the living God. When Jesus told Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it." You know what I'm saying? Your foundation, you're standing on the foundation of God. The cornerstone of your life that holds your life together is Jesus the Christ, Yahshua the HaMashiach. And every step you take, order my steps, oh Lord, through the Holy Spirit. So the thing about it is that we have to learn to study to show ourselves approved unto God, so that we can understand the true wisdom that is in the Word of God, the true knowledge and understanding that's in the Word of God. But you got to spend the time, you got to want it, you got to have it in your heart. You got to really want that. It's nothing that you play with. It's not nothing that, you know what I'm saying, you don't take serious. You either serious about it or you're not. And the thing about it is that we've gotten to a point where we don't take a lot of things serious anymore. Like it don't mean nothing. Like it don't mean nothing to you. But it's very serious. God is everywhere at the same time, all the time, with all power in his hand. God knew you was going to do it before you did it. And you can't take that glory from him. You want to move on, but you act like you don't know how, but you know how, but you just don't want to give it up. You don't want to make that change. You want to say, Lord, just let me do this. You know, I'm going to do this, Lord, if you do this. We always trying to compromise with God for our lives to move forward. We try to act like we at the gambling table or something with God. You know, Jesus told Satan in out there in the desert, you know, you should not tempt our Lord your God. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not going to do that. I mean, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Men of Valor. Pastor Rod hanging, rolling solo right now. Me and the Lord, we in this together. You got something you like to say, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone. Get involved in the conversation. Big shouts out to everybody out there. Thanks for turning us on. Let everybody know we here every evening. Don't forget tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time is Youth Talk. Our young people are on, and tomorrow they're going to be talking about the school system for our young people. Boy, it's going to be a serious conversation. Hear what our young people got to talk about the school system. Get involved in tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. right here on YAT Radio. Y'all about to stop playing with God. You better stop playing with him. Ain't no more playing around. Let's kick it. It's YAT Radio. Break it, change.
G-G-O-O-N-N. Let's go. G-G-O-O-N-N.
You know what time it is.
O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
living in a world of sin. Getting caught up in a world of sin. Posting on the block just to make a night. Making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first, we need to stop recognizing what we're doing. Repeal the sins that can be today. Don't let another day pass you by. Cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie. For the life, we gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die. Kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People skimming on your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend. And that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone. So who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, thanks, big bro. What's up? Hey, y'all, welcome back. YAT Radio is on Breaking Chains. Pastor Rod flying solo right now. Hey, man, you know, got to do what God say do, and, you know, I don't mind. Let me tell you something. Tonight we're talking about moving on. Welcome to the Men of Valor, Brothers Talking. Like I said, flying solo right now, and it's cool. But I want to say this to you. We have to learn to speak up. If we want to see our people move forward, and listen, I'm going to say this like this. If we want to see God's children move forward, because listen, you know, only God's children is going to prevail anyway. All right. You know, and see, that was a strong statement to make in your ears. You know what I'm saying? You don't like that. But you know, that's just what it is to me. But listen, we have to learn how to stand up and speak out. You got to speak up and speak out for what is right. You know what I'm saying? We quick to get involved in situations when the cameras, when it's a big noise maker, you know what I'm saying? When things get shaken up or a white cop kill a black man, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, or something that's going on. Listen, I even go as far as saying what happened. Look how much attention that, you know what I'm saying, the people that did all of that damage that we have to pay for as taxpayers, nothing happened to them. So you know, when you want people to turn the deaf ear and move on like nothing happened, you know what I'm saying? They've been doing that long enough, and it's It's time out for that. See, here's the thing. We as taxpayers have to pay for everything. So if you're going to put on national television that it takes $40 million to get the capital back where it belongs, the taxpayers got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? The senators are still getting their money, ain't doing nothing. The Congress is still getting their money, ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with us moving forward as a people when we're not working together as a people. How can you expect progress and at that forward progress if you got people pulling and from every angle on every dollar? You know what I'm saying? Every dollar got a whole bunch of hands pulling at it. So that $1 can't move forward. They pull so much at the dollar that it doesn't have any power to move forward. The dollar is not even worth the dollar. So your dollar is not really worth four quarters. But you're not going to be told this. You're going to keep getting money pumped your way so that you can help pump money back in, which is putting this country in more and more debt. We're making money that has no... Listen, you're printing money that has no power and backings to move it forward. You can't move on when you have nothing to get you there. You can't go and take a trip if you don't have any finances. You can't move forward. Listen, you can't move on if you ain't got no way and no resources to do it. So when we talk about moving on, we could be talking about a whole bunch of different things. So let's tap into a few of them. When we're talking about moving on, let's start at the top. Let's start at the very top. Okay? Let's start at the very top entity, which is the church, God's house. Okay? Let's start right there. How can people move on in their spiritual way of living when all you're doing is fleece flocking and robbing and stealing and lying to the people? Listen, doesn't matter that you get mad, because if you get mad at what I'm saying, that means you are one of those sheep and wolves. You're one of those wolves in sheep clothing. Because see, the ones that are doing God's work are upset about you lying and stealing and robbing, but are not really coming at you. I'm not coming at you right now. I'm just calling out that spirit that's on you right now. And I pray that you seek the true and living God and get that off of you. You know what I'm saying? Because when you really look at it, all of you millionaire pastors and bishops and whatever your title is, there's a lot of homeless people in every corner, crack, crevice of this earth. Matter of fact, I could just say it like this. There are more veterans out there that are homeless, hungry, you know what I'm saying, destitute, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing to help them? You allowing a country to pimp its own soldiers that fought for this country in a lot of wars that people didn't even have to go to or die in. But we don't want to talk about that. You push this off as somebody talking about a conspiracy theory. But this country can't move on. People in this country can't move on because of the lies and the deceit that this country represents and stands for. Listen, you say you got to be a proud American. Listen, I'm an American, but I don't have to be proud. And listen, let me say something else to you. Being a man of God doesn't mean that I can't speak about things that are devilish, that are evil, that are wrong. What you're doing is wrong. It's just plain wrong. People can't move on because you are robbing and stealing and lying to them. People can't get their life back on track to move on because of the deceit that you put before them. And you know, and I guess it's good that nobody's here flying with me right now, because I need to say these things and you can't blame nobody Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains, Sacred Words. It's me. I'm the one. So you got a problem with it, talk about me. But you got to stop doing what you're doing. Enough is enough. And you need to be called out. You need to be called out. It's sad that you allow the church to conform to this world. You got the scripture all backwards. You turned the scripture all upside down, inside out, so it can fit you, so you won't look bad. Because you conform to the world and call yourself pastor, bishop, apostle, doctor. And yes, I'm talking to you. If you're not that person, pray for those people. Because we're praying for them over here. But we need to call that spirit out. Because see, you're allowing Satan's spirit to infiltrate God's house through you. And you think you're moving on up. You singing the George Jefferson song in your head. Got your Bentleys, your Benzes, your Beamers, your planes, your big houses. I said houses, plural. All your bank accounts, your Swiss bank account. You think people don't know about it? And you wondering why in big cities, big mega churches, so many people standing in line trying to get food and waiting on the government to do this and waiting on the government to do that. And because they're not a member of your flock, ain't nothing you can do for them. You done sealed up the doors and ain't open and using that as an excuse, COVID, for you not to help people. We not open. We the office not open. And a lot of you are out here opened up, you know what I'm saying, using your resources to help God's children. God bless you. But you know that God already said that there'll be false prophets out here in this time. So don't get mad at me because I'm calling them out. They out there. They got a good message too. Some of them studying that script, boy, and get up on that camera, man, and preach better than you. Because they're not preaching in the spirit. It's better than you. I say that because they on lights, camera, action. It's perfected. While we over here striving for perfection. Through God's grace. It was God's grace. You know, listen. I just want to talk about just moving on, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that we have to do. It's a lot going on in this world today. It's a lot of things that people are not knowledgeable of. You know what I'm saying? Blinded to. And the thing about it, the ones that know about it are not sharing the knowledge with the people. The ones that have the money and not sharing the wealth. You stacking up all the money, talking, I got to take care of my children. But you robbing and taking advantage of other people to get their monies to take care of your family. And don't care about nobody else. You building these big empires, which are great now. You know, nothing's wrong with being a powerful entrepreneur. Yes. But you know what I'm saying? Isn't that the thing about helping people? You know what I'm saying? You got billions of dollars, millions of dollars, you know what I'm saying? And with the way society is going, the way the world is going, how long you think that money going to last? And then how much you think it's going to be worth? Let me ask you something. What happens when things really start changing in every country? Hello. I don't know how you feel about things that are going on around you. And we have to get to a point where you have to learn to care about each other and love each other. Because listen, in order for your brother and your sister to move on, you know what I'm saying? You got to be like the Good Samaritan when you see them down and they're not going through something, or they're going through something and you're not, and you cross over to the other side because you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to deal with it. Are you a Good Samaritan? Are you helping your brothers and sisters? When you see people down, do you help them up, or do you talk about them and keep them down? When you see a person that needs to move on through a situation, do you help them when you know how the answer to it? The question is what are we doing to help each other to move forward? What are we doing to help each other to move forward in life? What are we doing to help our brothers and sisters? You know what I'm saying? Because the scripture tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop being overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We get into situations where we figure that we just got to fit in with everybody else. We don't want to be different. We want to blend in. We want to be followers instead of leaders. Leaders move the flock forward. A shepherd moves the sheep forward. Everybody's not called to be a leader, so pay attention to the movement of the so-called leader and how the flock is moving. See, one thing about it, and I'm going to say this to you. See, I'm not going to get on and entertain you. I can't entertain you. I don't know how to entertain you that way. You know what I'm saying? Not when it comes to bringing you the word of God. I can't entertain you. I have to fulfill you with the word of God and then pray that the Holy Spirit is moving on you, that you can hear it. See, having music playing behind me, jumping up and down and running around and speaking in tongues and all that is for a different type of ministry. I have to speak directly to you in a certain tone. You know what I'm saying? Because if we're going to be like Christ, we have to be like Christ. You know, because listen, in order for you to understand me, I have to speak to you in the language that you understand. I know English. I know how to speak in the spirit. It may not be the way that your pastor, your apostle, or your bishop, whatever you call them, speak to you in the spirit. There are gifts out there called the speaking in tongues. The gift. All I'm saying to you, y'all, I'm saying things, so I'm bringing little things to you so you can start studying and you can get into a relationship with God so that God can move you forward. You can move on in life by the will of God, by what God has for you, for what God is trying to take you, for what God wants from you and for you. And you have to make that decision on who you're going to trust, who you're going to follow. You know, and that's going to be on you. In the book of Job, you know, Job went through a lot of things, and the devil was you know, given permission to get to him, right? Job 17 said, "Yet the righteous holds to his way, and he who has clean hands grows stronger and stronger." So see, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean out to your own understanding, you know what I'm saying? You're going to hold to the righteous way. You're going to do what is right. and you're going to keep your hands clean, you will grow stronger and stronger. You will move forward because God will grow you. He will strengthen you. And we have to understand, we have to take the whole word of God and not just some of it. You know, and that's very serious. So, you know, are you ready for that to move forward? Are you ready to take that initiative on what it takes for you to be blessed of the Lord, to be elevated, you know, and to accept of what God has for you and who he knows you to be? And it's something, because God tells us, he tells us in the book of Psalms 39, he said, you formed me, I formed you in my, he said, for you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. This is David talking to God. He said, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. So your soul knows who created you and knows him very well. And your inward parts know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So you need to let all of that know that about you. You need to feel that way about you. So you know, God expects us to be the light of the world. And he says that a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And we have to accept who we are. And know who we are. And in order for us to move forward, we got to know who we are and accept it. Walk by faith, not by sight. You know, when you fly these solo shows, you know, you have to have a conversation. And my conversation tonight with you was just, you know what I'm saying, picking yourself up, dusting off, and moving on, knowing who God made you and created you to be. You need to believe in that. Pick up on that. Walk in that. And trust in that. And be all of that, you know, and don't turn back. Don't turn back, whatever you do. All right? Hey, you know, get ready to step into the second hour. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 858-357-9137. And having a great time with you. Want you to get ready to enjoy this song right here. It's Breaking Chains, y'all. The Mighty Men of Valor. YET Radio is live. Hang on.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it feels so good to be back in the building.
So good to be back.
I go by the name of Drew Tony.
Yes, sir.
And I'm about to take off, you hear me?
Already.
Yes, sir. Woo! I represent G-O-N, God of Nothing. Williams Music Group.
Yes, sir.
Brought out the beat, sit back, I see you, Sam. We global, what it do, Paul? Thank you for making this come together.
The box,
it is. Yeah.
Let's go.
And I got to pay homage to the wonderful, the iconic, the amazing voices that's on this track. You already know what time
you
it is.
You already know.
And I'm about to bless this track myself. Ain't no doubt about it. Hey, here we go.
Listen.
He's a miracle worker. Turn water into wine. Giving sight to the blind. Every crooked path he made a line.
Yeah.
I thought it was over, you know.
You know.
Facing life in prison, you know.
You know.
They thought that I was gonna ride in them. Only end up doing two though.
Yeah.
Waymaker, I could vouch for him. Every knee gonna have to bow to him. Angelic beings, demons, even Lucifer himself, and they gonna have to bow to him. Strong tower, he got all power, giving living water like a spring shower. I'ma shout a name from the mountaintop, and if I didn't try to hush me, I'ma scream louder.
Yeah.
Word on point just like a sharpshooter. Hit your heart just like he harpooned
you.
Something about his presence, atmosphere, electric, strong garment like he Lex Luger. Brought me out of darkness to the light. Now in the midst of darkness, I'm a light. And God before me, who can be against me when it's on a break in heaven to the fight? Yeah.
like the Lone Ranger. Left his print on my chest like he's Zorro. Got another G-O-N at the logo. In that life full of sin, I won't know more. Walk this track on my own like a solo. I abide in him, his word abide in me. Then I can ask what I will, it's a go-go. You can call me David, I'm a giant slayer. Solid with it, I don't let my mind waver. Proverbs 3 and 4, if I walk and talk in truth, then with God and man, I find favor. Pray and read it on the timetable. Got to keep that relationship sturdy. At my best on my own, I'm still dirty. Only here because his grace and mercy. Put my life in his hands because it's worth it. Battle won, game over when he hung his head on the cross. Ripped the curtain, top to bottom, flipped the script. Devil thought he won, but he lost. Put the scene, got a death, took the keys out of hell. Then he rose, paid the cost. All of heaven making noise, greet the Lord with one accord. All together, mazel tov. Hey, this name demons tremble, no strings attached. Whatever the devil stole, I'ma get it back. And these words ain't my own, I just piggyback. See, the earth is the Lord, man, that's big facts. Let them say what they want, I just kick back. Whatever God got for me, I'ma get that. Let the Lord fight my battles, I don't get back. Better stay humble, homie, all this anointing on me. God got a problem, who touching on me? I know they see me shining, but I'm coming on it. And this world like a gun, I be clutching on it. Have you ever seen a saint in Gucci and Jordan? Cross an enemy line against my opponent. Keep my foot on the devil like a skateboard. If he step out of bounds, he gon' pay for it. Father God chopping down like a truck noise. On the real though, you gon' have to go through. There's some things that the Lord wanna show you, but you can't see him till you level up like Goku. I done been through hardship like a good soldier. Now I can bear a mountain, I got big shoulders. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He's the real witness if you did know it. If you did know it, yeah. Yeah. Hands up, come on and put your hands up. Woo. Yeah. Hands up, you better put your hands up. Yeah. Hands up, come on and put your hands up. Let's go. Yeah. Hands up, you better put your hands up. Yeah.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Hey, welcome back. Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor Brothers talking, hanging out on this Thursday. Pastor Rod, what's going on? Hanging with myself right now. Me and the Lord in here together, man. Flying solo, but I'm good. But he's with me, so I'm not really solo, huh? I'm actually on the passenger side. And, you know what I'm saying, he's instructing me on what to say. You know, he driving, you know what I'm saying, he taking us. So I'm riding with him, but, you know what I'm saying, he's using my voice to talk to you. How about that? So a pleasant evening to you. I pray all is well with you wherever you are. We pray and bless all of the ministries out there that are doing the work of the Lord. God bless you wherever you are in this world, on this earth. All the pastors and leaders of the church, God bless you. During this time, people are going to be coming to you in droves because, you know what I'm saying, they're needing truth. They're needing to be prayed and covered. And we need to do our due diligence, our jobs, our assignment, and get on with it. And this hour right here, I want to talk about something that just, you know, we need to be talking about every day. But you know, a lot of things that are coming back to fruition right before us in a different type of light, and we got to discuss these things. One thing about it is that it's time out for you letting people tell you who you are. You know what I'm saying? No more of that. Okay. You got to start believing in who God says that we are. You know what I'm saying? God has already told us who we are. We know all of the things that he's said, and we have to. I told you the reason why they're able to take advantage of you and get over on you is because you don't study to show yourself approved unto God. I said that to you. You study to show yourself prove unto man, and you don't even study the right things. You study what they put in front of you to study. You study a song. You study that gangster rap, that trap music, that twerk music, Real Housewives, this real homies, that, you know what I'm saying? You get into these things. You get these things in your memory, and you start living and acting that way. But if you start studying to show yourself approved unto God, studying the word of God, then you will start acting accordingly of who God created you to be. You know what I'm saying? It's a workman that needed not to be ashamed. I asked you, do you know what a workman is? And all you could, your response probably would be, yo, I got to go to work. I got to do my 9-to-5, or you out here trapping and all that. That's the type of work you talk about. And I'm not talking about that type of work. I'm talking about God's work. Are you out here evangelizing? Are you out here being a fisher of men? Are you out here being a disciple? Are you out here preaching the gospel? Are you out here teaching the word? You know what I'm saying? Are you out here feeding the homeless, feeding the hungry? You know what I'm saying? Clothing the naked? Are you bringing water to the thirsty? Are you going to the jails? Are you being that type of worker? And a lot of us are not being that type of workman because of all the hell going on the streets right now. And then, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you're rightly dividing the word of truth, God bless you. But see, it's a lot of them out there rightly dividing lies. Lies, following after their daddy, the father of lies. And the reason why they're able to spread these lies is because you're not studying to show yourself approved unto God. You're not even studying God's word to know that they lying. You understand what I'm saying? You let them tell you, man, that's the white man's Bible, man. You ain't in the in that book all about you. They turned that book around and tried to make it about them. And you don't even study to get the truth. When somebody trying to bring you the truth, who do you think he is? They don't know what they're talking about. You think your truth is there. All you want to believe is that you just a slave. You just come from slave. I don't know who you come from, but I come from kings and queens. I'm royalty because the scripture tells me that I'm royalty. God told me I'm royalty. So it don't even matter what you say. You ain't even talking about nothing. What you talking about? So you know what I'm saying? I'm moving on with my life because listen, I'm like this. I'm like Isaiah 43, remembering not the former things nor considering the things of old. You understand what I'm saying? I'm looking for the greater things that God has in store for me. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know he's going to lead me in the right direction because his word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Because I know nothing's impossible with God being on my side. So I don't need to worry about the negative things that you throw at me, the fiery darts and the negative things that you say. I have to come on here to make sure that I say something to you that's going to perk you up. See, you waiting on man to provide for you, and it ain't happening fast enough. You're getting mad. You're getting frustrated. You want this. You want that. But you know what I'm saying? We got to go back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. It tells you that those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. It said that they shall mount up with wings like eagles. You know how an eagle fly? You know how he soar up there? It said they run and not be weary and shall walk and not faint. Man, what's going on? When are we going to get that in our mindset so that we can start motivating and uplifting each other? And I see he's here now. And click back over. I see Pastor Kemp is hanging around because one thing that he tells us is that the only time you should be looking down on the person is bending over, extending your hand to help them up. So in order for us to move forward, y'all, as a people, we got to start to learn how to love as a people. We got to learn how to unify as a people and stop just waiting on to do it. Listen, we only come together at the party, you know what I'm saying, passing the blunt, you know, getting us a shot, going to the strip club, you know what I'm saying. We ain't coming to unity to build the community. We don't want to come in unity to build up the neighborhood, to clean it up, you know what I'm saying, talk to the young people, start some entrepreneur programs, start some business. We don't want to do that. We envious of each other then. We jealous of each other then. But we'll twerk together. We'll pass that blunt together. And it ain't even got to be about skin color. Everybody out here doping now, drinking now, twerking now. So it ain't just about a black thing, white thing, blue thing. It's all y'all thing. All us. Man, golly. God bless you. Pastor Kemp, thank you for being here. Our overseers are on the line with us. How you doing this evening, Pastor? God bless you.
God bless you and each and everyone who's listening. I was just listening. I had a time kind of tuning in tonight. But I thank God for the opportunity to speak tonight. We thank God again for each and every blessing. You know, I think about what's going on right now with humanity, the society. Is every man have turned to his own ways and own likeness. It's hard to minister to people when they're caught up in everything they see around them every day. Does everything is okay? It's okay for a man to be with a man. Just if it's okay to gamble, prostitution, everything is okay. Marriage and not being married, that's okay. Everything we've made, everything okay, and it's not the way God ordained it to be. And until we go back to what God have ordained this world to be, we spinning our wheels. Just to be totally honest, we spinning our wheels. There's a word in that we shouldn't use in Christianity, and that's compromise. It's either God's way or no way at all. God is not going to make things be the way where it's okay to do this like this. And he's saying, thou should not kill. God is not going to compromise. Only in cases where you're saving your own life, you know, then you're supposed to defend yourself. But God don't compromise. He's not going to change it. It's even through war and attrition that we're not to kill. I think about what I look at, and I listened at you for a while before you clicked over, and we beat each other up. We don't know who we are. We're just so lost at who we are. We think that we're thugs, and I think it was the other night you were talking about women at least think that they're supposed to be called a B-I-T-C-H or the W-H-O, he's a whore. Which way you want to spell it. They think that they're not that. They don't know what a B-I-T-C-H is. If they understood what somebody was calling them when they say that term. And they go around singing it and saying it and they have a good time doing it, not understand that they're belittling themselves at the cost of another person profiting from it. And Satan gets the victory, because anytime you're a fool, you don't think that you are a child of the king. A child of the king don't act like a certain way. And we're blessed in so many ways today. We're blessed that we know how to read. We're blessed with all kind of all sorts of dictionaries, commentaries. So it's not that I don't know the word of God. It's that we just fail to go and learn the word of God. There are so many false teachers, but you have to be diligent seeking the word yourself, because Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible also says, trust no man. In essence, what it's telling us, we have to learn the word for ourselves, because a mouth will say anything. In the 15th chapter of Matthew, I believe, in around the 8th verse, it talks about, you honor me with your mouth, but your heart is far away from me. And what he was doing, he was just re-quoting the scripture from Isaiah, where it was talking about how the people had turned every way from God. And, you know, in a lot of times, we go to church and the same people that we see holding hands and doing all sorts of things, the same people go live like they've never been saved. See, Christianity, we have to understand that Christianity is a lifestyle. You can't take it off. It's 365 days out of the year you're Christian, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I don't take off the way I'm acting. I don't act one way today, and then another way in tomorrow. While I'm on air, I'm talking one way, but then when I get out there, I'm cursing everybody out. I'm at the casino. I'm with prostitutes. I'm just strip club. You name it, I'm there. No, it's a lifestyle, and when people see that that ministers are doing whatever, you know, we have to lead by example. Christ was a perfect example for us. You know, the Bible says he who know no sin was made sin. He didn't sin, but he was made sin. So we have to understand in many cases what we're up against. We're up against a sin-sick world, and people always going to be what they want to be. Even when the beginning with Adam and Eve, they wanted to be who they wanted to be. They didn't want to listen to God. And the Bible always talk about in the Old Testament about hard-headed, stiff-necked people. In other words, you know, stiff-necked, you could only see one way, and that's your way. And every time you start looking just your way, you're going to always fail until you start seeking God first and doing what he first, like the Bible tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then he's saying all things will be added to us. We can't go around just doing what we want to do and think that God is going to bless us. He said we have to seek him first. And I'm just glad today to be able to be just one person to speak up for the Lord. Now, we need to go out and minister to the people, but the Bible says, how could two walk together unless we agree? And I heard Reverend William just said that we have to come together in unity. This group teach one thing, the other group teach another thing, and within one group is against this denomination, against us, against the other denomination, and we're not getting anywhere. You have to do this to be saved. The other group teach this. And the Bible just said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Lord raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, once we start, we confess him, and we change our lives, then he enter into our lives, and we learn to live by his word. We study his word, and we practice his word. We're not putting in it. You know, we have to practice what we preach. We have to start doing what thus said the Lord and showing our children and grandchildren, and not just going buying into anything they say is okay, anything you do is okay. I hear a lot of black children say, you got to keep it real. Mm-hmm. And what they're talking about is you have to talk like you straight out there, you're a ghetto child, you know, you can't speak English well. Something wrong with that. If you try to get an education, go to school, and you dress certain way, then you're this schoolboy. You know, you're not real. And you know that other people from other places are laughing at you because that's the way they want you to think. You're no different. Most of the time, if you go in the South, you hear all these hillbillies. They don't speak English well either. But you're not trying to be white. You've learned to speak English because that's where you're from, and you learn to do it to the best of your ability. You don't have to be crowned the clown of the world because you are a son of a king. And as Reverend William also alluded to earlier, if you study your Bible and find out who are the Canaanites and who are the Shemites, or Alexander and Bible Dictionary, the definition of Ham, and when they tell you that Ham is not the father, the progenitor of the Negro, and you know that's what they call us before they call us colored Negroes and things like that. And so, but now Ham is the progenitor of the dark race, which is Ethiopia Egypt, Libya, and Canaan. And Canaan is Jerusalem. You just have to be just look things up, and it's right there before your eyes who the people are. And so we need to stop letting people tell us that's the white man religion, because really they don't play much into it until Jesus' time, when they came and he was crucified by Romans. Through a Roman punishment of crucifixion. But don't get me wrong, the children of Israel did crucify him. A bunch of jealous people crucified him. So it's something that we need to start working on. I think that we need to come together as a people, but put God first in everything we do. We have to come together as a people. If we don't really come together as a people, we could never make it. But if we come, and what made us get for this we did was Martin Luther King led by example by serving God. Everything that he had, that we wanted a leader, and we got the right leader during in the 60s, and now Dr. Martin Luther King, a man of God, a bold man of God. That's what I'm saying, a bold man of God that was willing to stand up for what's right, what stand up for what's spiritual. The Bible says that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Have we all been baptized in the one body? And what that tells me that we're all the same. There's no different in man, woman, Jew, Greek, bond, slave, or free. We're all the same. So that's something we need to look at, is what are we telling our children? What are we? Y'all don't think you could find 20 of them that it was the lesson they teach you. So let us learn to study his word and go close to God. Now he said, how can two walk together unless they agree?
Yes,
and then he said, well, he want us to come with him. You know, he said, you know, we have to just draw. He said, we draw nigh unto him, he'll draw nigh unto us. If we just draw close to him, he'll get close to us. So let us draw close to God. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I think that, you know, that the unity, though, Pastor, what you talked about and what I've been talking about as well, the unity that needs to take place. We talked last night about remember when and then moving on, and that remember when was the thing. And I think a lot of us are still in that remember when moment. I think that we still look at things of the past and have bitterness and anger and hatred inside of us, and that we haven't been able to find a way to move forward, or haven't been taught properly on how to move forward or shown. I don't know how someone else may view that, but I think that we as the church have a very important role in being that example and showing people what thus says the Lord and how we should overcome these situations. You know, you bring up the song, "We Shall Overcome," but the thing about it is that the scriptures tell us that we will overcome. But there's certain things that we have to do that we're responsible for, though, right, Pastor? That's something that we have to put in there. There's things that we have to do. And what is it that's keeping us from doing? And because when you read in the Old Testament about the disobedience of the people, and especially in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, when he talks about the if you obey, this is what happens. If you disobey, this is what's going to happen. Are we not seeing a lot of the the suffrage from the disobedience that still goes on in the people still today. And it's like it's worse now than it's ever been, and it probably will get worse. But it's pretty bad out here right now, Pastor. And the I don't know what's going on, y'all. We're not gonna let anything deter us on this situation here. But I will say this, that there's a lot going on in the land today. And we have to come together and make the changes. It's gonna be on us. We got to bring the word of God. We have to practice what we preach. I'm just looking. We have to learn.